Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people show. Check the post of Western Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, the world we live in, I'm going to shock you with this breaking news, is absolutely crazy. Had you told me a year ago, all right, 1 year ago at this time right now, this is what Earth's going to look like. All right, the NBA players are going to be in a bubble. There's going to be an NBA NARC hotline. Major League Baseball players are going to be playing in front of cardboard cutouts of people because people can't be in the stands. People are going to be arguing about whether you should wear a mask or not. And there may or may not be football. What? There may or may not be fall sports. In the Big Ten Conference, I would have looked at you and I would have said, you're crazy. Something wrong with you. Get your mind checked. Please don't speak to me until you do. 1 year later, I feel like I've said it before, and I'll probably say it again until this frickin' movie ends. I feel like we're in the middle of a frickin' movie. Is this real life? The question on my mind today, other than is this real life, is what if? What if college football got moved to the spring? Now, let me be very clear. I'm not a fan of this idea. I do not like this idea. I think this idea absolutely sucks. But here's what I think absolutely sucks even worse, if for some reason there was not football. Because had you told me a year ago there may not be football, I would have laughed at you. You fast forward to now, it's much more of a legit real possibility than I ever thought it could have been, even a couple weeks ago. Bill Moose is frustrated with the inability to get any sort of plan set in stone. A couple of months ago, I remember he said he was about 80% sure there would be some sort of college football season. Now, this was a couple of months ago. Obviously, things change. This is a fluid week-to-week or day-to-day or minute-to-minute situation. And let's be fair, because I said at one point I was pretty confident we'd have college football, too. And I'm hoping we still do. I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying it seems like a much more real possibility that we might not than we ever had before. But I think part of the reason Moose was so confident and I was so confident was we wanted it to happen. It influenced us. We wanted it to happen, and it still may. I mean, we're talking about 10-game in-conference schedules. Most conferences, if we have football in the fall, it's what it looks like it'll happen. The ACC tried to go to 10 games plus a non-conference. They tried to reach out for an 11th game. They tried to reach out to the SEC. The SEC said, nah, which are good for you. Can't touch this. Now, here's the thing. When you start to think about NBA players being in a bubble, Major League Baseball players, no fans in the stands, you start to think about football. By the way, can somebody explain to me why basketball is safer than football? I'm pretty sure in basketball you're all up on each other, boxing out for rebounds, playing defense. Now, I'm not saying football is better when it comes to COVID-19 as far as catching it or not catching it than basketball. But why is football worse? You're all up on each other one way or another. What's the matter? At least there's some sort of a barrier in football, I guess, with pads and helmets. I don't know. I just don't understand why basketball is somehow considered safer. Somebody's got to help me out with that one. But you start to think about, and first, let me be clear, I'm not a fan of the spring idea. I'm just really not a fan of there not being football. I'm not saying there's not going to be football. There's just so many question marks. I don't know. Nobody knows. Bill Moose is frustrated. Everybody just wants to have some sort of definitive answer, but everything is fluid. I hope we have a 10-game season. I hope we have bowl games, which are up in the air. College football playoff, which is up in the air. I hope we have all these things. But you start thinking about the challenges of having fall football, okay? You think about cold and flu season. Somebody gets sick. Is it COVID? Is it the flu? Is it a cold? You got to get tested. Now you got to be quarantined for a week, maybe two, depending on the tested results. Maybe it's your starting quarterback, your running back, maybe half your offensive line. It could present issues, obviously. You know, I'm not the first one to point this out. Here's my point. If it goes to spring football, I just want football, man, in some way, shape, or form. I mean, we have spring football every year. Obviously, this is not what normal spring football would like. And even spring football presents challenges. You'd have a full football season, I assume. Then you'd have a couple months off, and next fall, maybe another full football season. I just want to know that we're going to have football the best way we can possibly have it in some way, shape, or form. All right, I want to hear what you fine folks at home have to say. Spring football, fall football, is it realistically still a possibility? Do you hate the idea of spring? What are your thoughts? Go big, Red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.